Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. In response to the remarks of the US envoy Ton Barak. Translated. Once again, the American administration reveals its true face through the statements of its envoy Ton Barak in his interview broadcast by Sky News with the senior anchor of IMI International, Hadley Gamble, who allowed himself blatant interference in Lebanese affairs and the specification of roles for the army institution. We in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon, and in the face of this arrogant discourse, affirm that Lebanon is not an American colony and the West in general and America in particular do not have the right to act as guardian over it, and that defining the task of the army and turning it to protect the borders of the Jewish entity and making it an instrument in the hands of foreign powers will not happen by Allah's leave. Barak's talk about preventing the arming of the army so that it does not fight the Jewish entity and being content with making it a force for internal policing is an insult to Lebanon and to the military institution and a clear expression of a project that aims to weaken the army and define its tasks according to Western and Jewish entity interests. The sensible politicians in Lebanon must realize that the nature of the relationship between the Jewish entity and America is part of a whole achieving strategic objectives for it, and it is a functional project planted by the West in the heart of the Islamic Ummah to perform a specific role, fragment the region, strike at its revival, and keep its people occupied with the continuous conflicts. American support for Lebanon is crumbs, while the real support for the usurping entity is an open mandate for it to practice aggression without limits, from occupation, displacement, and killing to organized wars on Gaza and Lebanon and Syria and the rest of the lands of the Muslims. The truth is that the current unleashed behavior of the Jews in the region would not have happened without the American cover that protects them, finances their arsenals, and grants them quote-unquote international legitimacy. The enmity here is not a mere quote-unquote local conflict, but an expression of an American will that views the existence of this entity as a red line, which contributes fundamentally to weakening Muslims and plundering their resources. Therefore, the American envoy is on a malicious mission, and the sensible must put an end to interference in Lebanon's affairs and not allow anyone to determine the tasks of state institutions. And they should not hope for good from America and its envoy, and should recognize that the words said by American envoys to the politicians in Lebanon are deceit, delay, and trickery that serve American interests, which have no sincere relation with anyone except their own interests as a utilitarian capitalist state whose principle is to separate religion from life in principle and whose tool is in that is colonialism in its various old and new forms. Thus, the view of America and its envoy must not be that it is a neutral mediation state, but rather a state that supports an aggressive usurping entity. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. Those who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek honor with them? Indeed, honor belongs to Allah entirely. Surah Nisa, verse 139. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.